WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It is 34 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. A majority of College Station City Council members approve ending a lower electric rate between November and April. Electric Utilities Director Timothy Crabb says the discounted price the city paid for electricity during winter months ended a long time ago.
The contracts, since I've been here 16 years, have not been dependent on that. Yet, this was never changed.
Councilwoman Elizabeth Kunha, who said one family she knows will pay another $6 a month, noted this is addition to a rate increase last October.
I would very much like to this rate increase to be tabled until the summer when we start this whole process over again, rather than tagging it on after the 10% increase that we just looked at in October.
City staff estimates raising the winter rate will generate another $870,000. That represents less than 1% of College Station's total electric fund reserves. The national economy finished 2022 with a slight increase in the gross domestic product. Explaining GDP, Texas A&M Real Estate Center economist Jim Gaines told those attending this week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference that 2/3 of GDP nationally and in Texas comes from personal consumption.
That's you and me and everybody we know going out and spending money. Okay? So remember, I've told you this before in years past, I have to reiterate it, it's your patriotic duty to go spend 110% of what you make.
It's the second straight quarter of an increase in the GDP, followed by decreases during the first half of last year. Almost 68,000 Texas A&M students live in Brazos County.
People ask the president all the time, are you going to continue to increase the number of students? And what she would say if she was here is, you know, this isn't necessarily by design.
The university's chief external affairs officer, Susan Balabina, told those attending this week's Chamber of Commerce EOC about maximizing opportunities and minimizing challenges.
General Ramirez and I have recently had some interactions with College Station City government. So we're looking creatively at how we work with the city to think about off-campus housing.
Balabina says they're happy that A&M is consistently seeing enrollment growth at a rate of 1.5% per year. More than 95% of school districts in Texas that were inspected last fall following the mass shooting in Uvalde did not allow unauthorized access into their buildings.
The Texas School Safety Center provided statewide results, but not by individual district. WTAW News asked for that from College Station and Bryan ISD. BISD administrators reported during the public portion of two school board meetings in October that there were undisclosed issues during two inspections. Details are shared with the board behind closed doors. BISD is working on our request if there were additional inspections during the fall semester, among other things. CSISD told us that state inspectors last fall made no unauthorized access at seven campuses. At all locations, inspectors found no problems with classroom or exterior doors or with intruder detection systems. Inspectors were also required at all seven CSISD locations to provide identification, which was verified. That was followed by requiring the inspector to sign in and getting a visitor's badge. Bill Oliver, 1620-945 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 34 degrees. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
Weather's brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes. Malik, making a difference.
Well, partly sunny skies today with a high near 60. Clouding up tonight, low near 50. Showers developing on Saturday, breezy, high 65 to 70. Showers may be a thunderstorm Saturday night, lows only dropping back to 60. And partly to mostly cloudy on Sunday with more showers expected, high temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-945. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, A&M Consolidated has its next head football coach. At least that's pending a formal vote next week. We'll talk about Brandon Schmidt coming up. Also, the Houston Astros have named their next general manager. And Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, well, he's staying put. We'll talk about that and more in sports.
Dusty, live in the WC Tractor Studio, your local Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning.
Good morning,
Dusty.
How do you guys feel about putting together some IKEA furniture?
Oh, that's always a fun time, isn't it?
What if you got paid $1,000 to put together some IKEA furniture?
Are you like a test put together-er?
So financebuzz.com is looking to hire a couple, pay them $1,000, and give them another $1,000 in an IKEA gift card if they'll go buy a bedroom set from IKEA.
Ooh, an entire set. That's more than one piece of furniture.
Take it home, put it together. You know, you got to document the whole thing and how it goes. But, hey, you're looking for an extra $1,000.
It almost sounds like
and
this.
They'll buy the furniture for you.
It almost sounds like this is a research study on
marriage.
Yes.
Relationships.
Like, that's exactly where I went when they said you have to kind of document how it goes. It has nothing to do with the furniture. It has to do with how the two people are going to interact with one another while putting together the furniture.
Expletives fly. Screws are lost, mm-hmm. all those little pieces,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, and you just end up making do with what you got.
The guy not wanting to look at the instructions.
No.
Yeah.
So, we'll wing it.
If you want to, you can go to financebuzz.com.
Okay.
There's an online form. You got to get your form submitted by Valentine's Day.
Ah, and yeah. 100% a relationship test.
Yeah.
Love it. Hey, that's a good payday, though. You know, as long as you stay together after said experiment,
right.
You can use the $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is you end up getting, go on a nice little vacation.
And then you get to discuss
therapy.
You get to discuss how you want to split those funds, uh-huh. You know what I mean? Spend them on.
My suggestion is one of you holds the camera, the other one puts it together, and then, you know, you're not going to get mad at each other that way.
Right. That sounds perfect for my wife. She is definitely managerial material. She can sit there and tell me what I'm doing wrong.
There you go.
You got that right.
It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mission. Of course, I could always call our engineer who knows how to fix everything, right? I'm sure he could help.
I got
in
a guy
pinch.
That's good at furniture.
I know a guy.
He's a whiz.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever bought anything from IKEA, honestly.
Good morning, the Infomaniac 616. It is the 27th of January. I hope I've got the right day, because if not, I marked all the wrong stuff for today.
At least according to my computer,
yeah. At least that's what we're going with.
You can believe that.
In 1756 today, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born.
Okay. Hey!
Yeah,
Wolf, as I like to call him.
Yeah.
Or Amadeus.
When you're hanging out.
Yeah, just chilling.
In 1880, Thomas Edison received the patent for his first electric incandescent lamp.
That was big.
Yeah.
In 1981... President Ronald Reagan greeted the 52 former American hostages released by Iran.
Mm.
That's Iran. See, I can't say IKEA or
you got
Iran
well,
this
and
morning.
Scott says it's both. Apparently the correct way, but I don't know of anyone else besides Scott who pronounces it that way.
It might be the
IKEA.
Correct.
Yeah, IKEA.
Yeah. I was like, no, Iran is correct.
Iran
is correct. But, you know, then again, you hear it your whole life is Iran, right?
You do. Doesn't mean it's right, Dusty.
Yeah, I know. But you fall back into old habits. You got to force yourself to say it right. IKEA, on the other hand, I don't care.
Because,
I mean, everyone else says IKEA and... They don't really care as long as you show up and buy something.
And yep. Iran, not to be confused with West Texas football powerhouse, Iran.
Oh.
Right, because they got an extra A in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never heard of them.
Oh, really?
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dusty's big in high school football, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it is.
Iran. What is the mascot?
Ooh, I think it might be the Indians.
Uh-oh, can't have that.
Well, they're in West Texas, so I don't... let's see here. Braves.
Ah, okay.
You were close.
I was close.
Yeah.
In the right vein, today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Mm.
Chocolate Cake Day.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Yum.
Fun at Work Day.
Well, we always have that.
Yeah,
always.
We got that every day.
At least from 6 to 9.
Preschool Health and Fitness Day.
Okay.
Thomas Crapper Day.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Crapper.
And World Breast Pumping Day.
Yep.
All righty.
There you go.
Birthdays for today. Hannah Teeter is turning 36.
Of female, course she is.
Yeah, female snowboarding superstar earned a gold medal for the U.S. and the halfpipe in the 2006 Winter Olympics. She won silver in 2010, but she's 36. Rosamund Pike is 44. She was the bad girl in Gone Girl.
Oh.
She also played a bad girl in Die Another Day, which
was going to say, she plays bad girls pretty well.
Yeah, she does. And she was in some other Netflix show where she was, she played like an elderly person caretaker. She
I think I saw it.
It's basically a racket in which somebody, I guess, takes over as a trustee for an elderly person with no immediate family. Something like that, and mm-hmm. they're able to steal their money.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's turning 44. Patton Oswalt is 54 today. He's kind of funny. Spence on King of Queens, narrator on the Goldbergs, but he's 54. Tracy Lawrence is turning 55.
Time marches on. Time marches on.
Yeah, that time's marching on for you, Tracy. You're 55 years of age. Saw him.
We run a show from him every weekend over on our Classic Country station.
Oh,
Billy
really?
97. Yeah.
He has a show?
Yeah,
cool.
I didn't know he did a show. Mm-hmm. I saw him in Navasota a couple of years back. He actually headlined things.
It's usually him and just some other former country singer, and they just talk through, you know, I don't
that
know if it's
actually
three
sounds
or four
pretty
hours.
Cool. Yeah. I don't think I've ever caught it. I mean, I listen, but anyways, Tracy Lawrence turning 55. Alan Cummings is 58. Eli Gold on The Good Wife, Gutsy Smurf in the Smurfs movies, was also Nightcrawler in the second X-Men movies. Bridget Fonda is 59 today.
Mm.
Single white female, Cameron Crowe's Singles, Army of Darkness. Who could forget Lake Placid? That was a great film. I don't know what's happened to her. Is she still acting?
I don't know.
So she's part of Hollywood royalty.
Yeah, it says American former actress on her Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, so maybe she's just been retired.
Yeah.
Of course, her daddy was Peter Fonda,
mm-hmm.
who was a pretty big deal. And then her grandfather was Henry Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Jane Fonda's her aunt. So she's certainly... comes from Hollywood royalty,
sure.
but she hadn't been acting in a while. She's 59 today, excuse me. Mimi Rogers is 67. Mrs. Kensington in the first Austin Powers. She was also Tom Cruise's first wife from 1987 to 1990. John Roberts is 68 today, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I mean, what do you get a man who's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court? A new gavel?
Mm.
I don't know. Anyways, he's 68. Do you have to bring your own gavel? Are they supplied?
These are questions
I want answered.
Yeah.
James Cromwell, he's been here. He's turning 83.
He has been.
Yeah, he's been in our jail, right? Our jail system?
I don't know.
Got arrested on campus. He was...
He was one of those protesters.
Yeah, he's protesting for PETA.
Yep.
He's 6'7", by the way. He's Dr. Arthur Arden on American Horror Story Asylum. The Warden and the Green Mile, the President and Some of All Fears, but he is 83. And John Witherspoon was born in the state in 1942, passed away in 2019. He was Pops on the Wayans Brothers, Granddad on the Boondocks, and Mr. Jones in the Friday movies. Pretty funny guy.
All right, coming up tomorrow in 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds after landoff.
Wow.
After liftoff.
Yeah.
I'm sure most people will remember that. And
yeah, that's one of those, like, where were you moments.
This is absolutely less significant event, but it was funny, so I'm going to go with it anyway. In 2006, Leavenworth, Kansas, Thomas Haynes was an enterprising young drug dealer. So enterprising, he had some business cards made up to advertise himself as the town's boss drug dealer. Police took one of the cards, called the number, set up a buy. And arrested him.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have far to go to get into a good prison, right? Or a prison?
I think it's a military only
Oh, is
prison.
It? Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
So it's also tomorrow's Daisy Day, Data Privacy Day. Seems like we already had that this week, but, you know, we'll go with it again. Maybe they're grabbing more than one day. International Lego Day, Local Quilt Shop Day, Blueberry Pancake Day tomorrow. So put that on your list. Kazoo Day.
Oh, who doesn't love a good kazoo?
Seed swap day. So you can swap seeds with your neighbors out there in Snook.
Yeah.
And
sunflower seeds.
Think of plug-in developer day. So
okay.
There you go.
There you go. Birthdays for tomorrow. Ariel Winter is turning 25 tomorrow. Played Alex Dunphy on Modern Family.
Uh-huh.
Will Poulter is 30. Played Gally the Enforcer in the Maze Runner movies. He was Kenny in We're the Millers. And Jim Bridger in The Revenant.
Yep.
Looks nothing like he did back then. He's actually British in real life, which I didn't realize that. And he's like all jacked now.
Okay.
But he's turning
Good
30. Yep. Elijah Wood is 42. Mr. Frodo, looking up at people, was also in the first Hobbit movie. He's been in a lot of other things too, but he's pretty much known for Lord of the Rings. He's 42. Nick Carter is 43 tomorrow. Backstreet Boys.
Everybody. Yeah,
who could forget Backstreet Boys? He came in third on season 4 of The Masked Singer as the Crocodile. Of course, his brother Aaron tragically passed away, like this last year. But Nick Carter's 43.
Did you know Aaron had a twin sister?
No.
Yeah, it's making headlines right now.
How would you like to be Aaron Carter's twin? It's like Ashton Kutcher's twin, right? You always get outshone.
She's pretty. I mean, but it's different when you're a sister.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. So. But anyways, Nick Carter's 43. Joey Fatone.
Oh, another 46 boy band.
46 tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Now, Joey Fatone was the one that was not Lance Bass. Nor Justin Timberlake or the other two.
Right.
I feel like we should have a group dance along with all these boy band songs.
What do you mean should? I've been doing that the whole time.
Yeah.
But Joey Fatone is 46. Rick Ross is 47 tomorrow. Kevin Sumlin's favorite rapper. He's from Miami. Sarah McLachlan, 55 tomorrow. Hold on to your tissues. You know, on those ASPCA commercials, seriously, they always show these animals that are shivering in a corner somewhere, sitting on cold concrete.
Yeah.
How about instead of filming the animals, you get them a blanket? Know what I mean?
Maybe they did after the shoot.
Well, they should have done it to begin with and then take a video.
They
got to
get your money somehow, Zach.
Yeah, you can't have just a happy pet that's sitting there and then say, send us your money. Yeah, well, they're waiting for a forever home. But Sarah McLachlan's turning 55 tomorrow. Barbie Benton is 73 tomorrow. Hee-haw star. She lived with Hugh Hefner from 1969 to 76.
Okay.
Yep. She's 73. Mikhail Baryshnikov is 75 tomorrow. Legendary ballet dancer. He played Carrie's second to last boyfriend on Sex and the City.
The Russian.
Yep. He's 75. Mm-hmm. And Alan Alda is 87 tomorrow. Hawkeye Pierce on MASH and Senator Arnold Vinnick on The West Wing.
On Sunday, and let's see, what is that, the 29th?
I believe so, yeah.
We're getting to that. In 1924... Carl Taylor of Cleveland, Ohio, patented the ice cream cone rolling machine.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was a
big deal. And in 1949, the Newport News was commissioned as the first air-conditioned naval ship.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Throw that out there.
Good for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sunday is Curmudgeon's Day.
Oh. Hey.
Winner there.
Congrats, Scott.
Marking that down.
And Dusty. Dusty counts, too.
Oh, absolutely. Free Thinkers Day.
Okay.
Carnation Day. Corn Chip Day.
Corn Chip.
I may participate in that one. It's Puzzle Day.
Okay.
Seeing Eye Dog Day and World Leprosy Day.
Well, there you go. Birthdays for Sunday. Mackenzie Porter is turning 33. Marcy on Travelers was also Naomi Bohannon on Hell on Wheels. Adam Lambert is 41 on Sunday. Pretty good singer. He was American Idol runner-up. Now he tours with Queen. But he's 41. Justin Hartley is 46. Kevin on This Is Us.
Yeah.
He was also on Smallville. He was Green Arrow on Smallville, but he's 46. Sarah Gilbert is 48 on Sunday. Darlene on Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
Creator and co-host of The Talk, which I don't know if it's still going or not. But she's 48. Heather Graham is 53 on Sunday. I'm a fan. Was in Austin Powers. Also in Boogie Nights. She was Roller Girl. And she was in The Hangover as well. But she's turning 53. Paul Ryan is 53 Sunday as well. Jacked former Speaker of the House. These days, I guess he's writing books. Going on speaking tours. I don't think he's actually holds a political office, but he's 53 on Sunday. Edward Burns is 55 Sunday. The Brothers McMullen, Sidewalks of New York, Saving Private Ryan. Judy Norton Taylor is 65 Sunday. Mary Ellen Walton on The Waltons. Opa turning 69 Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if she was going to come out with some new birthday present list.
Yeah,
where all
probably. One of her favorite things.
$150 candle or something, but she's 69.
Candle
Charlie Wilson.
Candle for you.
Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band is turning 70 on Sunday. You dropped a bomb on me. Mark Singer, 75 Sunday. Beastmaster, if you're a child of the 80s, you remember him. Tom Selleck is 78 Sunday. Selling those reverse mortgages now, but back in the day, he was Magnum P.I. He's also Frank Reagan on Blue Bloods. And Catherine Ross is 83 on Sunday. Remember, she played the young one on The Graduate, the daughter on The Graduate. She was also Jake Gyllenhaal's... Well, it says here she played his shrink in Donnie Darko. I don't remember that. I don't think she did. And she's also been married to Sam Elliott since 1984, but she is 83 on Sunday. That's all I got.
WTAW News time is 6:32. It is 34 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by Batteries Plus. We do more than fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan Police received three reports on Wednesday of felony property crime cases where the value of what was taken is still being added up. One theft case that was filed was at least $300,000 of medical supplies taken from a building on William Joel Bryan Parkway. A BPD spokesman tells WTW News that there may be no criminal offense involved, but we may not know for some time. Another theft follows a burglary of the Circle K store on East 29th, where an undetermined amount of cash and tobacco products were taken. And multiple checks with a combined value of between $2,500 and $30,000 were taken from a Bryan home. That's after the victim mailed checks to a known person and were cashed by someone who was not the intended recipient. Three Bryan police officers respond to an assault in a bathroom at Bryan ISD's Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School. According to BPD arrest reports, a 17-year-old student at a urinal said he was struck by two other 17-year-olds, one who was standing in front and the other behind the victim. One of the students was caught. Jahim Elmore, who denied any involvement, was arrested for resisting arrest, assaulting an officer, and for robbery for taking a shoulder bag belonging to the victim. The second student, who wound up with the bag containing undisclosed items, got out of the building and ran away. The bag was recovered. The state agency in charge of inspecting school districts for building security following the mass shooting in Uvalde has published its inspection report for last fall's semester.
The Texas School Safety Center reported that inspectors did not gain unauthorized access at more than 95% of more than 2,800 campuses that were checked around the state. The Safety Center did not identify any of the 136 districts where an inspector entered a building without being checked. WTAW News asked for that information from College Station and Bryan ISDs. CSISD reports seven campuses were inspected last fall. State inspectors made no unauthorized access at any location. The inspectors also found no problems with intruder detection systems or with classroom and exterior doors. When state inspectors arrived at the front office at all seven locations, CSISD employees required inspectors to provide identification. The ID was verified, the inspector signed in, and they were given a visitor's badge. Bryan ISD is working on its response to our request. WTAW News previously reported BISD had two security inspections. Board was told in public on October 3rd there was an unidentified issue that resulted in a correction being made the day of the inspection. 2 weeks later, the board was told in public of another inspection resulting in an undisclosed issue. Details of both BISD incidents were shared with the board in private. Bill Oliver, 1620-945 WTAW.
The federal government reported yesterday that there was an increase in the gross domestic product, or GDP, during the fourth quarter of last year. Texas A&M Real Estate Center economist Jim Gaines, who was the keynote speaker at this week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference, said that was the national expectation. Gaines also pointed out during the third quarter that the state's GDP was more than twice the national rate.
Third quarter for Texas, incidentally, was 8.2%. Do you think Texas has been seeing a recession yet? No, not yet. We'll have to see how it goes.
Gaines says one of the contributing factors in figuring GDP is employment.
There are two critical variables, people and jobs. And jobs also translates into income.
Gaines says two-thirds of GDP in Texas and nationally is based on personal spending. Future enrollment growth at Texas A&M was one of the subjects that the university's chief external affairs officer shared with those attending the conference.
Consistently, we're seeing a little uptick of growth, about 1.5% each year, but that's because more and more students are saying yes, and we're happy about that.
Susan Balabina also shared the philosophy of the director of A&M's recruiting office.
He would tell you if he was up here, you know, it's a fine art of admissions, right? Because we have to make a lot of offers, and it's hard to predict how many students will say yes.
Balabina said she and A&M's vice president of student affairs recently met with City of College Station officials to discuss issues related to off-campus student housing. This is the last winter that College Station Utilities electric customers will be charged less. That's after the city council last night approved raising the rate for November through April to match the rate from May through October. Mayor John Nichols was part of the 6-1 vote.
We are trying to rebuild our fund balance in the electric electric fund due to the very severe challenge we had a couple of years ago. I understand that it'll be a small cost adjustment for households in the wintertime, but I think if the city's costs have gone up in the wintertime, we need to reflect that.
Elizabeth Kuhnha was unsuccessful in tabling the decision until the council considers next year's budget.
I took a friend of mine's utility bill. They're a married couple with three children, and I took their kilowatt hours and multiplied it out, and it's a $6 increase on this month's utility bill.
City staff estimates raising the winter rate will generate another $870,000. That represents less than 1% of College Station's total electric fund reserves. The council was told that the price the city pays to obtain electricity, which used to be less during the winter, has been the same for at least 16 years. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 34 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Batteries Plus. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
Weather is brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes. Malik, making a difference.
Well, partly sunny skies today with a high near 60. Clouding up tonight, low near 50. Showers developing on Saturday, breezy, high 65 to 70. Showers may be a thunderstorm Saturday night, lows only dropping back to 60. And partly to mostly cloudy on Sunday with more showers expected, high temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-945. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking about A&M Consolidated Football's next head man. That would be Brandon Schmidt. Now, it's pending a formal vote next Tuesday at a special call board meeting for CSISD, but it's pretty much a done deal. Brandon Schmidt, next football coach and campus coordinator. We'll also touch on the Dallas Mavericks picking up a win last night despite losing Luka Doncic with an ankle injury. All that more in sports.
So you never know what you're going to talk about. We're somebody, and pretty much I would guess everything that we talk about, somebody out there listening knows more about it than we do.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know,
it's a recurring theme.
It just happens, right?
And we don't know a lot. That's the problem, too.
So we mentioned the prisons over in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happens to be that the guy that does mornings, Keith Kane, over on Willie 97,
mm-hmm.
is from Leavenworth, Kansas.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So, he's lived a lot of places
okay.
because his dad was a minister, so they moved around.
Right.
But he was born in Fort Leavenworth. He says there are four prisons there.
Okay.
There is the military prison, there's a men's and women's state prison in that town, and there's a federal prison.
So, oh, okay.
Man, that's a prison town,
that's,
huh?
It's like mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah.
It's like the Huntsville of Kansas.
Ah.
Who knew?
Yeah, there you go.
I wonder what Leavenworth High School, I wonder what their mascot is. the Leavenworth Convicts or something like that. No,
yeah, that's not Miami.
I don't think that's what it is.
There you go. So I know this has been discussed here before, but articles out. Do you put your utensils handles up or down when you put them in your dishwasher?
Oh, so I put the, spoons and forks go up, so handle first.
Right.
But knives, I usually put the sharp end down.
And that's the way I do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Because when you go to grab them to put them away, you don't want to grab the sharp blade of the knife.
Yeah.
You grab
I mean,
the
you're
handle.
Still not going to grab the tines of the fork, but you can usually, grab right below it and bring out.
Right.
No problem.
Keep your germs from getting onto it. Yeah.
But that is the way I do it. Yeah.
I just do it real fast because germs, don't travel that quickly. So. Mm.
Right. It's like the 5 second rule.
Yeah. Something
I mean, I'm the only one eating off my silverware, so I don't really care if I get germs
well,
on
that's
them or
true.
Not.
Yeah. But sometimes if we'll leave it down a little bit, the kiddo likes to stick his grubby little fingers in there and
nasty.
Start pulling out all the clean stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I will tell you, Southern Living says handles up, sharp edges down.
Yeah.
Across the board.
So even with forks?
Yep.
Well, there are no sharp edges on spoons.
There are, but they
still say handles
unless
up.
Unless they're a grapefruit spoon.
Southern Living says handles up for everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Martha Stewart says...
Martha... Do whatever the heck you want.
You won't handle the part of the spoons and the forks that will eventually go in your mouth. So she wants handles up across the board.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
whatever,
it makes
Martha.
Sense. It does, though. It makes sense. I guess maybe I did that one time because somebody told me that they get cleaner that way. I don't know.
So
I don't know why I do that.
And exactly. That's why I do it because they tend to get less bunched. you know, when they're up in the air, because
it's
way
like
they
flowers,
fall over.
Right? Yeah. Like it's like a bouquet of flowers.
So the way that ours work, and you know, you have those little baskets that you can put the silverware in. At least my dishwasher has that, and you got the little slots that you have to put it in. Well, there's only certain slots that the knives will fit through, and I don't even have the option of putting the handle in first.
Gotcha.
I've got to put the blade in first.
Okay.
But we don't wash like our really sharp knives, like our steak knives.
Yeah.
We hand wash those.
Right.
We only wash
like butter knives.
Yeah. Or just your regular run of the mill knife that's got like the little grooved edges, but it's not going to cut you if you just grab onto the handle real fast or the blade real fast.
So apparently there's a resident dishwasher widget at choice.com. Who knew?
Okay.
They also say handles up, but NBC News, their senior test program leader for Consumer Reports says,
good grief.
Do it the way we do it.
Well, so here's
which is spoons and forks up and knives down.
Well, and here's the deal. If you do have the slots like you do, Zach, so I just have the basket.
Okay.
And the basket has, you know, I don't know, like four compartments, but it's still large enough. You could go handles up or down. But if you've got the slots, you're not going to fit a spoon in a slot that's made for a handle.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? You can't go spoon down.
Right. Yeah. You've got to be able
to go handle
spoon
first.
Up. Yeah.
Right.
Spoon up, handle down.
Just
so I think it probably depends on your dishwasher as well.
I'm with Dusty. Like you say, you can grab it underneath the main part
of the neck.
Yeah,
like
the neck of the utensil to grab it. And like I say, I just do it real fast and then just kind of sling it in the drawer.
Even the manufacturers of dishwashers don't agree. LG and Bosch says forks down, and Kenmore says forks up.
Oh, we've got a battle going on.
Oh, my. I don't think we're going to change anyone's mind.
There's absolutely no agreement. It's like toilet paper. It can go under or over.
No, it always goes over, Dusty.
Unless you have cats.
I agree that
Unless you have cats.
Yeah. Right, because they can tap it all day and then it won't spin off.
Yeah.
But I'm agreeing with Chelsea. It always goes over.
Yep.
Hey, real quick, Keith came in to my studio with some breaking news.
Yep.
Leavenworth High School's mascot is the Pioneers.
Ah, very nice.
There you go. See?
Not the Convicts.
That's a world of knowledge about Leavenworth, Kansas, we didn't know we were going to have today. 6:48, this story gave me a little bit of heebie-jeebies, you know, when you look at it. A town in North Carolina is being threatened by dangerously placed razor blades at gas stations.
That's
at least
scary.
Three random razor blades were found inside the pump handles last month. Forest City, North Carolina. They put out advisory, be aware of your surroundings while pumping gas, and always check before grabbing the handle on the gas pump.
So is it just people being a nuisance? Like they're not...
Just being a jerk, right?
Yeah. Like they're not robbing these people or like waiting for them to get...
Right.
They're not waiting around, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Just leaving a razor blade in there to see if you grab it.
Okay. Wow.
You would think that gas stations would at least have some cameras that go out to the parking lot, right, into the pumps?
Well, every one that I've ever been to does.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it... I don't know. Maybe they're kind of sneaky about it. You know, obviously they go get gas, right?
Like, I mean, we can look it up. How big is Forest City, North Carolina?
Somehow tape it or something. I don't know.
Forest City, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's just, I feel like there's a lot of things you're supposed to be aware of while pumping gas, and this feels like just another one to add to the list.
7,300 people.
Man.
Yeah, so a little small town. So somebody, they'll find whoever it is, because in a town that size, that's not going to stay quiet.
No.
I mean,
no. Somebody's going to be bragging to the wrong person. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Stag Taylor, your morning sports update on 1620-94.5 WTAW. This update is brought to you by Coleman & Patterson. Get true market value for your farm and ranch, heavy machinery, trailers, and more. Contact ColemanandPatterson.com about their next live and online simulcast auction at 6:54. A&M Consolidated has tapped Brandon Schmidt to be its next head football coach and campus coordinator. Schmidt is expected to be formally voted in next Tuesday at a special called board meeting. He comes to the Brazos Valley from Prosper High School, where he led the Eagles to seven straight postseason appearances, including a 6A Division I state semifinal appearance in 2022. Schmidt fills a void left by Lee Fedora, who tendered his resignation to Consol last month. The Houston Astros have named Dana Brown as their next general manager. Brown at his introductory press conference yesterday.
First of all, I just want to say thanks to Jim Crane for bringing me in and allowing me the opportunity to make an impact here. I know that there's some special things going on here already, and I really want to continue that. and extend that long term. Been in the game for 33 years. Baseball is all I know. It's my entire life. And so I want to empty myself into this city, the Astro fans, and let Jim Crane know that he made a special pick.
The 55-year-old Brown has served as the vice president of scouting for the Atlanta Braves for the past 4 years. He replaces James Click, who was let go in November, less than a week after the Astros clinched their second World Series title. Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn is staying in Big D. Quinn has told teams he's staying put after his name had been connected with several head coaching vacancies. A former head man with the Atlanta Falcons, Quinn has spent the last 2 years in Dallas. And sticking with the NFL, the Carolina Panthers have tabbed former Indianapolis head coach Frank Reich to be their next head man. Reich returns to Carolina, where he was the franchise's first starting quarterback in 1995. Spencer Dinwiddie poured in 36 points, and the Dallas Mavericks bested the Phoenix Suns last night, 99-95. Now Dallas was able to pick up the dub despite losing star Luka Doncic early on with a sprained ankle, Coach Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I think it's just the character of those guys in that locker room. You know, just understanding injuries are a part of this game. We never want anybody to get hurt. And then without Luka, you know, just thinking who's going to step up. Well, you know, we got that answer tonight with Spencer, but it was the whole group participating defensively to hold a team like Phoenix under 100 points, you know, is a big deal. And those guys in that locker room should be proud.
Kid on TNT, he added that Doncic's x-rays were negative and that he was in good spirits after the game. The four-time All-Star currently ranks second in the NBA in scoring and fourth in assists. Elsewhere, the Houston Rockets were done in by the Cleveland Cavaliers, 113-95, and the San Antonio Spurs were no match for the LA Clippers, 138-100. 21-time major winner Novak Djokovic is moving on to the Australian Open final after sweeping past American Tommy Paul this morning. He advances to take on number 3 seed Stefanos Tsitsipas, who got the better of Karen Khachanov in 4 sets. And longtime college basketball commentator Billy Packer has died at age 82. Packer served as the lead college basketball analyst for 34 straight Final Fours, first at NBC and then at CBS, while also doing work as an analyst for ACC games on Raycom. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Coleman and Patterson on 1620-94.5 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Mixed cloud and sun today, high of 62. Showers overnight tonight with a low of 50. Rain and 67 tomorrow. You're listening to the Infomaniacs on WTAW 1620 94.5 College Station, Bryan.